Time now for trivia on WCHL. And when you look up trivia in the dictionary, you will find the most trivial man in the world. Right there, you'll find his picture. His name is Freddie Kiger.
Well, you're a kind man, but they are, as I've said many times, no masters of minutia, and a recent experience reinforced that.
How many people are in the Freddie Kiger fan club?
Maybe my mom.
No, man, I'm serious.
Karen might be every now and then.
Maybe, sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I am.
Thanks, and I got your back.
I'm always in
your got your back.
But I'm serious. What? The reason I brought that up is because I swear more people know you and you know more people. It's amazing.
I'm very blessed to have lots of friends and lots of different walks of life.
You really do. Everywhere I go, people ask me about you.
Thank you.
And
thank you very much.
Freddie really as silly as we think he is.
That would be absolutely on target.
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, he is. Yeah. No, but seriously, everybody I talk to, you either taught them or you taught their kid.
Right. Well, yeah.
Or, you know, something. I mean, they know you from some
once again,
class they
very
took.
Very fortunate
something.
That in spite of me, they still did all right.
Yeah, they grew up well.
And you know, it's funny, I bumped into Linda Yankaskis.
Really?
A couple of days ago. She was one of my students many, many years ago. She's now a PhD history teaching at Muhlenberg College up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, man, that must make you feel
early,
proud.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. That was like awesome.
That's fantastic.
It was awesome.
You obviously, I mean, you were an inspiring teacher.
Well, you know, but I mean, we had a lot of great teachers at Chapel Hill High School. And we had Tony Yant and Houston Robertson and Mike Hickman, Al Baldwin.
Yeah, and I knew you when you were teaching over at Phillips.
Larkin Bell. Yeah, I mean, well, that's where we met.
Exactly. Yeah. And that must really make you feel good when you have a kid in your class. That kid grows up to become an adult, a very accomplished adult, and especially in the field in which you taught them.
Well, it is, and that was very, very special. And love to see people doing what is their passion.
Give yourself a great big round of applause.
No.
Freddie Kiger,
thank you. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. You're very kind.
You got a question?
Yeah. So we're going to go to our passion trivia. Toys. Toys.
Okay, I'm ready.
Toys R Us. Remember the Rock'em Sock'em robots?
Yes, I do.
Well, our question is today, what color were they?
Oh, I got that too.
What color were the Rock'em Sock'em robots?
UNC Athletics has been the subject of much scrutiny in recent years with revelations of an academic scandal. What is Carolina doing to ensure this does not happen again? And is too much emphasis being placed on athletics by universities in general? Tune in April 23rd at 2 o'clock for a discussion on athletics at UNC with the WCHL Community Forum, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Listen on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM and streaming at chapelboro.com.
Freddie wants to know, what color were the Rock'em Sock'em robots?
Oh, you knocked my block off. Rock'em Sock'em robots, what color were they?
Blue and red.
That's correct.
Yeah, I had some.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess you did, too.
No, I didn't, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know why. I never got those, but I did play them a couple of times. Mm-hmm. They came to us thanks to the Mark's Toy Company in 1964, and we have Marvin Glass and Associates to thank for the minor pop cult phenomenon of Rock'em Sock'em robots.
Are they still politically correct these days? You know, do they still sell those things? I don't know.
I don't know. I wonder if there's like an internet game.
Yeah, probably. But I'm just serious. I'm serious about this question. I wonder if they still sell them because...
Well, have you seen some of the internet games?
Advocating... Oh, yeah. No, it's ridiculous.
It's destruction of whole galaxies, civilization, man, women, child, everything.
It's violence personified.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just amazing. But, you know, it's cutting people's heads off and everything. It's ridiculous stuff.
Yikes.
Yeah, I don't
and
get
good old Rock'em Sock'em was healthy, red-blooded American. You just knock their head off.
You know, it's pretty simple stuff.
Exactly.
You know?
But you can just always push it right back down and ready to go for another round.
Yeah, you got it. Well, anyway, thank you for taking us down a trip down memory lane.
You are welcome, and let's get together tomorrow.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay.
Let's do that.